Okay. Just writing a note to somebody here. It's a very important note. You'll get it now in a second. We're reading an article, a very good article from Mike Adams. Finish this. Okay, done. This article compiled by Mike Adams about how big tech's plot to kill free speech is revealed, and these algorithms, which are absolutely deadly against the unsuspecting public out there, who have been fed a pack of lies and directed to misinformation and deceit at every level. And the article that's, we're going to read just pieces of it, it's quite a big article, and he's very thorough, he's too thorough, Mike Adams, really, but the article on Natural News is entitled Emergency, Big Tech's Plot to Kill Free Speech Revealed, okay? And it's quite a good article and leads into some very, very good items. But anyway, it said Google intensifies its crackdown. Over the course of the last year, we have also noticed a clear change in Google's search results, in which mainstream media articles that denigrate InfoWars appear well above InfoWars and search results, even when one specifically searched the exact. Well, he's emphasizing, and Paul Joseph Watson is writing this article jointly with Mike Adams. That's focusing on that. Okay. Just to clarify that point, Google is already directing teams of employees to flag content that is deemed upsetting and offensive, like the truth and factual information, and bury such websites in order to improve the quality of its search results. Oh boy, this is Google talking. The new upsetting offensive flag instructs quality raters to flag all web results that contain upsetting and offensive content from the perspective of users in your locale, even if the results satisfies the user's intent, according to the Associated Press. Well, the Associated Press is a vile organization. They're the ones who, one of their journalists admitted, we are absolute, what's he called it? That phrase, I read it out at the time, he said, we are media whores, we write to order, and we're revealed a conversation with Hillary Clinton's press people. Which way do they want the article reported on Associated? And they would do the bidding, obviously for an exchange of money, I'd imagine. One of the examples cited that would get flagged is a website criticizing the religion of Islam. Well, Gerard Batten here in Britain says, it's not a religion, it's a cult. Google-owned YouTube has also deliberately ranked legacy media produced videos above independently produced videos about events, even when the independently produced videos are more popular. As we reported in February, Robert Thompson, CEO of News Corp, that's Murdoch's operation, the publishing arm of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, brazenly admitted that big corporations are pushing for the likes of Google and Facebook to censor alternative media outlets so that News Corp-owned publications can make more money. Isn't that amazing? How these vile creatures think. Well, the merger that's been allowed to go through at the moment between Murdoch taking over 100% of Sky is outrageous, and the merger of, is it Comcast, Disney, that is another outrage which Trump hasn't even bothered to comment on. I mean, merger mania is quite okay with Trump, and it's been destroying millions of jobs for the last 25 years, which is obvious. And then it's the other part of this article, finishing this subsection of it. The potential returns for our journalism would be far greater. Well, this is Murdoch talking. In a less chaotic, less debased digital environment, he asserted. Well, he says he doesn't want competition. Let's decode that. He wants competition eliminated. How about that? These people are the vile. Acknowledging the financial incentive behind the censorship. Right, he's admitting he's a criminal. That's basically what he's doing. And said, the tyranny of partisan fact-checkers. Google has also hired so-called fact-checkers from the Southern Poverty Law Center. How about that? To police content on YouTube. That's like the mafia running an ethics committee. The SPLC is a hyper-partisan left-wing organization whose business model revolves almost exclusively around fanning the flames of hysteria about hate speech. Anybody who is conservative, issues conservative values and believes in Christian principles, they're putting out hate speech, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and defaming good people as extremists. Yes, the SPLC He says, as we have previously documented, another fact-checking checker being used by Google, Snoops.com, presents itself as a non-partisan outfit, yet it has proven itself to be the mouthpiece of the Democratic Party and the left on numerous occasions. Snoops previously tried to debunk claims that the New York Times had colluded with Clinton's campaign by warning them in advance about potentially negative stories that were about to be published, despite WikiLeaks emails proving this to be true on two separate occasions. WikiLeaks, you must not confuse them with WikiLeaks. Coming to a story in a minute now about Julian Assange, just shocked what they're going to do to him. As the Daily Caller reported, Tim LaCapria, Snoop's main political fact checker, this creature, describes herself as openly left leaning and a liberal. That's decent of her. She has previously equated the Tea Party conservatives with jihadists. What a deranged creature. Snoop's obviously far left bias is genuinely disconcerting, given that it is being used by the likes of Google and Facebook as a supposedly independent fact-checker to combat fake news. As Mike Adams explains, what Robert Mueller accuses the Russians of doing, interfering in the US elections, is actually being carried out right now by tech giants, corporate media, on third-party fact-checkers. I pointed out to somebody else today who was here talking to me, the biggest interference in any election in the Western world occurred by the British security services working that Christopher Steele and all the other scum working with Hillary Clinton and moving around hundreds of thousands of dollars and profiting from it. And that was official British interference in the American election, 100%. And I don't know how Trump puts up with that. I wonder, did he raise that with Theresa May? But what's the point of, she might say, of raising anything with that woman? She hasn't long left in politics anyway. Not content with seeing InfoWars being disabled in terms of being downranked by algorithms, CNN, along with the media echo, yeah, CNN is trying to get them knocked off air completely. CNN, along with media echo chamber that amplifies their narratives, has openly lobbied both Google-owned YouTube and Facebook to shut down InfoWars. Earlier this year, CNN repeatedly contacted YouTube in an effort to have our channel closed down because we challenged the gun control narrative. This is Paul Joseph also speaking. And the Parkland shooting. At one point, InfoWars was one strike away from losing its YouTube presence, terminated on the platform forever. But considering Jones' interview to Trump during the election campaign, I wonder why his forever have that creature Roger Stone on the program, and that other guy, his handler, I call him, Achenik. It's a wonder they've been hassled at that level. It's a bit confusing. We'll find out the evidence, I'm sure, soon. After failing to trigger the deletion of our YouTube channel, CNN senior media representative Oliver Darcy reappeared last week, this time attempting to lobby Facebook shut down InfoWars during under the excuse of combating fake news. CNN asking to delete other, calling other people fake news is a sick. Darcy's zeal to silence InfoWars was so persistent that he eventually forced Facebook to back themselves into a corner and admit that they supported free speech, which is quite a commitment for a company that has been so aggressively policing the content on its platform. In Russia or Turkey, the government shuts down media outlets. In the United States, CNN apparently thinks that this can be done as well. But the fallacy of fake news, well, it's quite a long article. This I shouldn't draw on so much on one particular subject. But she's putting up solutions here to this. Okay, we'll read the solutions. They include declaring the dominant online platforms to be public commons communication infrastructure to protect free. What declaring it will do, outlawing the censoring of content based on political views and the public. This is out of context. We have to refer to the main document this is referred to, but we come to another one that Mike Adams has put together. But the other thing, just to put an update on this, real.video.com, I have a channel on it. Will be dormant for a while, but It is going great guns already. He's overrun with people trying to get onto it. So I think within a year, Reel.video will be a significant player against YouTube. That's for sure. And anything that Adams has turns his attention to, he does very well. Absolutely outstanding. But just a header here saying, Reel Video debuting its documentary series, The Deep State Strikes Back, exposes Spygate like no other film. And J.D. Hayes is writing this article on behalf of Adams. As regular readers know, Reel.video, the ultimate free speech platform alternative to YouTube, is now alive and is already garnering a great deal of attention and support from users and contact alike. And he goes on to say, one of the first productions to debut on the site is a new documentary series that explains in full detail the so-called Spygate scandal, like no one has done before. But I know it's the very early days of Reel Video, but they would want a lot of indexing on it and categorizing to help it along. There's over 1,000 videos on it already across the spectrum, and there's quite a few nutters on it as well that he should delete. Freedom of speech is one thing, but there has to be standards. The Deep State Strikes Back, the article recounts step-by-step events that have exploded into the biggest political scandal of our time, and perhaps the history of this country. Produced by the site's founder, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the documentary contains powerful footage and reporting that has largely been ignored by the dishonest establishment media. You won't find this documentary anywhere else but on Reel Video. The documentary begins with a brief review of what has been two of the biggest scandals in U.S. history, the Pentagon Papers and Watergate. Well, they're now fade into insignificance to day. Watch it here on the video. The Pentagon Papers scandal involves 20-year study by Defense Department on Vietnam, which showed that the U.S. government got more and more deeply involved there without being fully transparent with the public. Tell us something new. After the papers were revealed in the media reports, it became clear that the Johnson administration systematically lied not only to the public but to the Congress about the U.S. military. But that's going back on stuff that's just not relevant today at all. He's led with that item. But up to date, the documentary also notes that the... I'm sick hearing about the email thing. That's 5% of the crime. Clinton, saying FBI agents and Obama Justice Department repeatedly used the bogus dossier to justify the initial and subsequent Foreign Intelligence Services Act, FISA court warrants against Trump campaign, etc. I just refer to that. But we know all of that. But again, nothing really happening with Jeff Sessions. Any arrests? No. Absolutely nothing. And the Pizzagate and all the rest of it. Nothing happening. The another story here I do deal with, in the second hour. This is only a small piece of it, mental illness. It's the shocking and horrifying look inside the world of psychiatric medicine, like going into hell, that's for sure. Parallel with somebody there for 2 years. Watched that at close range. And Vicky Vats is writing this article for Natural News. And she's saying, when someone you care about is admitted to a hospital, it's natural to assume they'll be cared for. But sadly, that isn't always the case. And at Western State Hospital, the largest psychiatric facility in Washington State, both patients and employees are suffering inside the cruel-run state institution. While the left wing calls for more government involvement in medicine, the conditions at Western State are more than enough to give even the most ardent supporter of socialized medicine pause. Hundreds of patients live under conditions that easily fail U.S. health and safety standards at the 800-bed facility. That's outrageous. While nurses and psychiatrists are overworked and say the entire hospital is understaffed, employees say that they end up getting punished for speaking out, which no doubt makes us employees. What about the patients? No doubt makes change a hard thing to accomplish. Patients are assaulted and neglected. Lisa Bowser, daughter of a Western State patient, told AP in an exclusive report they don't have enough staff to protect patients or provide them with the bare minimum of care. Browser's mother, Sharon Struthers, stayed at the facility for 2 years and suffered multiple assaults and falls while in their care. Excuse me. Bowser's contested. I honestly thought they would kill her before I could get her out, she added. Bowser had launched a lawsuit against the State Department of Social and Health Service, though her mother died at a different facility in 2016, and neglect and abuse at the Western States are impossible to ignore. She found bruises on her mother's body and fungus covering her feet. They wouldn't bathe her. She would tell me that another patient hit her. It's a risk of mentally ill patients. Struthers went on to suffer falls and resulted in a broken arm and hip. She was sexually assaulted on multiple occasions. Emails now show that licensed mental health counsellor Mark Allen told hospital officials putting a registered sex offender on Struthers' ward and was safe because he was a child molester, not an adult rapist. These kind of decisions made in psychiatric hospitals. After one thing I witnessed in Britain here, the psychiatric social worker has more say in the patient's existence than the doctor. How about that? Allen argued that the encounter appeared to have been between two consulting adults. But Bowser's lawyer said the Struthers was hospitalized because she couldn't take care of herself. Okay. But they say conditions not improving. Same thing goes on. Again and again, the U.S. Center for Medicine and Medical Technology stripped the hospital of its certification and federal funding. This is in Washington State. A total loss of $53 million per year, which equates to 20% of its budget. I don't know. So they're cannibalizing. It's a short article, this. Won't read it all. Cannibalizing meth and health services in America. There's about 800 people in the facility. That is obscene. Nobody can manage that. Becomes a hellhole prison, not a hospital. But another thing about herbs and that, another program. Say goodbye to embarrassing senior moments by eating more blueberries. I know they're a superfood. They're quite expensive here in the UK. But they're one of the super foods and vitamins and minerals to have. I'll just go on to this thing of Julian Assange, where it's now flagging that embassy he's in London are going to hand him over to the British very soon, and the charges against him that were in Sweden have been dropped. The only thing against him is not showing up for a hearing in court in Britain. And if they hand over Assange to the British and he is then subsequently extradited to America, which Pompeo has been flagging in his speeches, I tell you it'll give serious riots in Britain and around the world by legitimate people that. And Trump claiming during the campaign that WikiLeaks was a great defender of human rights and free speech, and now he's turned the other way. But there you are. Okay, I'll talk to this Assange article in a minute. The first break of the second hour. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this.
We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in. It's like my voice fails from time to time, so is the music. But anyway, we're coming on to an article by Julian Assange. Well, I found the article here that's, of all these articles reading out about internet and news, fake news and censorship, and there's a few more to go today. There is one outstanding piece of work put together from all the legislation that's out there and the carry on as well. It's called The Censorship Master Plan Decoded. And that's on Natural News by Mike Adams. And it's an outstanding document. You have to download it. It's quite a large document, but it's I read through large parts of it. But please go to Natural News and download The Censorship Master Plan Decoded. And it's called The Adams Report. The Censorship Master Plan Decoded. Anybody interested in what's going on in this area, please get download that and read it. It's an outstanding piece. It's worthy of an entire program on its own. I'll do the Assange piece first, okay? But this thing where the British Theresa May is about to betray Julian Assange, as there's no warrant for the warrants in Sweden for the false race charges, they've been dropped. So he has nothing to answer to in the UK, only non-appearance for a court case connected with that thing. So that should be dropped. So he should be released as a free man. But and Aaron Kessel is writing this piece for Activist Post, and he's saying, according to the tweet by internationally known organization WikiLeaks, its founder fate may be decided within a few more days or weeks, and Julian Assange might be handed over on a silver platter by the Ecuadorian embassy to the UK government. Then presumably Assange will be handed over to the US government and extradited to the United States. The head of RT, Margarita Simonian, at Russia Today, tweeted in Russian that her sources indicate Assange will be handed over to the UK possibly this week. Translated from Russian. My sources say that Assange will be handed over to the UK authorities in the coming weeks or even days. I hope it with all my heart and life that my sources are mistaken, she tweeted. He goes on to say, Activist Post reported that the war is on to stop the extradition of Julian Assange and that Ecuador and Britain are in high-level discussions over Assange's situation. Well, you can imagine the blackmail being perpetrated against Ecuador by the Americans. And it always looked like a temporary arrangement. 6 years is a hell of a long time. Ministers and senior foreign office officials in Britain are in discussions over the fate of Assange's asylum. Now another journalist, well known for her sources, accuracy is stating that Assange's situation is in immediate danger and the Ecuador. I have to say something in favour, and I'm not terribly fond of Boris Johnson, but he's now resigned as Foreign Secretary, and we have this other creep in who was the Health Secretary, Hunt, Julian Hunt, whatever his name is, he was the Health Secretary for 5 or 6 years. He is an absolute cipher for sucking up to multinationals and that, and it's immediately he took over, this then got purchased behind it, that Assange was going to be trade. And Johnson refused and refused to do anything about it, quite rightly, until someone's trying to get some other solution. But this guy, Hunt, the new foreign secretary, who has no experience in foreign affairs whatsoever, is taken over now, and then this begins to move forward. Assange has been arbitrarily detained, according to the UN, for nearly 6 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. Now Ecuador has expanded that arbitrary detention to solitary confinement by forbidding Assange from any human contact, including visitors, phone calls, barring his internet usage, all without Assange ever being convicted of a crime, besides publishing documents exposing corruption and shedding light on the truth. That's absolutely true. And Trump glided to power, partly on the revelations backing up some of his policies by WikiLeaks. In March, Ecuador and its leader, Lenin Moreno, pulled the plug on Julian Assange. There's been a change of government there. It's internet connection. Then Ecuador further demanded Assange remove a specific tweet referencing a foreign political prisoner, Carlos Puigdemont, in Ecuador. The irony here is that Ecuador accuses Assange of interfering in a state for mentioning another political prisoner, and Assange himself had more of his own rights taken away. History in regard. Ecuador has clarified its position on Julian Assange's asylum by drafting a new rules limiting his communications, according to WikiLeaks. Last year, Moreno vowed to stop further corruption about the for the duration of his stay at the embassy, stating that he would gag Assange from revealing further corruption about the US. Well, you know where that pressure has come from. Although Moreno claims to support Assange's asylum, he previously said that he would ask him to be very delicate when he addresses the international politics, especially regarding countries with which we have good relations, meaning the US. It's interesting to note that former Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, who gave Assange asylum in the first place, is now being threatened with extradition from his country, current country, in Belgium for an
to Belgium. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Didn't hear that coming. No music. Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break on the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, where I believe it's 103 degrees today. It's going to be 91 degrees in London tomorrow, but near the same amount in humidity. So I won't be able to breathe tomorrow. It's pretty much the same here in Wales. But just reading this article about the betrayal of Julian Assange, which is about to happen this week, which is absolutely atrocious. And you can see the story being plotted here. There's been a change of government in Ecuador, and the previous prime minister has been pursued by some ridiculous thing from Belgium. That's the Americans again. And everybody involved in this has been blackmailed by the US, including Theresa May, who's not really running anything. And this new foreign secretary, Jeremy Hunt, is only a week or two in office, and this starts to move when he comes in. At least Boris Johnson ignored the US requests for Julian Assange. But this Hunt is an absolute creep. And he's the one who, when he was in, before he was health minister, he was in charge of the media, and he was actively dealing with Murdoch and laying the ground for that merger to go through until there was a massive blow-up about it here about 5 years ago, the Sky takeover. And then the phone-tapping scandal occurred here in Britain, which was largely being carried out by the Murdoch newspapers, the Sun and the newspaper, the News of the World, the famous newspaper that he shut down which is one of the most successful tabloid, trashy newspapers in Britain. But the phone tapping thing cost Murdoch hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation. Therefore, he had to scrap his move in trying to take over 100% of Sky. But he has enough, that's just I'm going on about this, but he has a whole lot of nominees, Arab shareholders, who are his nominees and will pass the shares back to him at any time. But for them, whatever they're worth. But this Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, is the key weakness in the chain here. And Assange's health is in dire state, living in that place for 6 years. But it says here, so it is unknown what serious charges Hunt was referring to, because the existing charges have been dropped against Assange. There's nothing against him. And this may be why the article was just taken down without notice, displaying a 404 status on the Foreign Office site. It's worth noting that this is exactly what happened when Tommy Robinson's stories were demanded to be deleted. Well, the government issued a famous D notice, which is delete the stories or else. It's a security notice, and if the paper doesn't comply, they're in trouble. Over Tommy Robinson, would you believe? The events are in the process of being planned worldwide, that if something happens to Assange, people all over the world are prepared to mobilize and protest in response. I think that'll be massive. That information will be made available if and when time comes. This reporter, this is the Russian reporter in RT, Russia Today, writing this, the news editor of Russia Today, email. This reporter is in Unity, where she gave me a reference to server, and is hearing credible words that Assange may be expelled within the next 48 hours from the Ecuadorian embassy. If true, the aftermath will be destructive like the world has never seen. There are dozens of insurance files that can seemingly become public, but just a key phrase, although this reporter suspects that WikiLeaks will play a game of chess. The next item, we'll come on to Trump in a second. If the UK decides to illegally hand over Julian Assange to the US in violation of two UN rulings, then it's inevitable that we will see a rain of leaks that the world has never seen. That will undoubtedly rock society, as WikiLeaks has consistently done for 11 years. Well, Pompeo, who is a deep state creature, and again, partner, like he and Kavanaugh, I mean, Trump is off his head on these appointments, he really is. And we're coming to Trump now in a second. And what of Julian Assange's fate in the United States? Assange will surely be tortured and made an example of for what the crime of publishing documents, revealing corruption and giving transparency. Let me remind everyone that his work has been nothing more than journalism. Without such actions, as Edmund Burke, the famous writer, says, we let tyrants... we let tyrants rise. And it says, we are all Julian Assange, especially journalists. U.S. President Donald Trump has set the atmosphere for the pooch against fake news and licensing journalists. I guess it's only ironic that Trump's administration goes after an organization with a perfect record of revealing the actual truth. This is supposed to be a president fighting fake news, and he's doing the dirt on Julian Assange. The precedent that this can set for other journalists and bloggers in the US and abroad is monstrous and a nightmarish thought. If Assange is extradited to the United States, that's the subsequent death of freedom of press, as well-known human rights lawyer Jeffrey Robinson has said. And I've seen that video on the thing. Robinson has stated the legality of this very, very accurately. But it's the total betrayal of truth and accurate news and Julian Assange at the same time. But it's utterly disgraceful. So I will say again to people, go and look up this key article where all this crap is provided for, of destroying legislation and laws, the censorship master plan decoded, which is just coming upon us now, and by Mike Adams. That is shocking. And another one by Adams, which again, his output is phenomenal. And I have to cover it, and I give full credit to who writes it. I don't plagiarize anybody's work on this program. But propaganda and psychological methods of censoring independent news publishers. And they said it's an extract from this thing, the censorship master plan. the blueprint for how tech giants covertly silence online speech and how America can fight back against corporate tech monopolists. Well, it's a hell of a job to fight back, that's for sure. I should give out the phone number for anybody who wants to phone in. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. In addition to technical methods of censorship, both tech giants and media monopolists engage in a number of extremely damaging psychological censorship methods, which are designed to destroy their intended targets. Doubt interrupts, character assassination, reputation destruction, fake news, hate speech accusations, and intimidation of personnel. And as he lists them as four items, he takes them one at a time. That list I've read out. Doubt interrupts. A doubt interrupt is an interruption of the user's experience by internet goal keeping, taking place immediately after an end user attempts to click on a share or URL from an independent news website, which has been targeted for censorship. Typically, a warning message or pop-up will appear on to the user, all of the purpose of creating doubt in the mind of the user. I've never experienced this so far, and I'm trawling the internet massively every day doing work, specific work, but I'm not aimlessly trawling and I'm searching and chasing stuff and checking stuff. Such messages may warn the user about the link in question containing malicious code concerning, well, they're around 10 a penny. You just ignore those and just make your own assessment. These doubt interrupts allow internet gatekeepers to suppress the sharing of discovery content without technically banning such content. Well, you want to be very much an amateur taken in by that. It's much like going grocery shopping with a friend, and every time you reach a product on the shelf, your friend says, oh man, I don't know about that one. I think twice before buying that. The engineering of doubt is very effective psychological propaganda weapon, now being widely deployed in censorship war. Well, it's like the thing I go on about. I've been analysing polls of elections for years and years and years. And I say to people again and again and again, when you get accurate polling, if you're able to extract accurate polling, it's very hard to get it. It's established that an issue is ahead by 55 to 45%. Be aware, the top 5 to 15% of support for any issue whatsoever is gullible support that's very easily swayed. You have to have a massive lead to truly win, because big money and propaganda come down, and they're aiming at the gutless, lightweight people who are not really have conviction about what they intend voting for. But doubt, this thing of doubt, this is the first of doubt interrupts, character assassination, fake news. Dealing with some doubt. Doubt interrupts rely on trusted flaggers, third-party sensors, which are selected precisely for their left-wing bias, to flag a particular URLs or website domains for search interruption warning messages. It is why they believe that Google may be about to integrate doubt interrupts into the... they already have it, for God's sake. That's what the algorithms are about. Into the Chrome browser itself, which would flag websites as untrusted when the user attempts to visit that site. The source of the list, of course, would be biased, unethical, left-leaning organizations such as the SBLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. The other one, tactic used, is the number two on the list, character assassination, reputation destruction. When outright censorship isn't enough to destroy a targeted independent news publisher, a psychological warfare tactic known as character assassination, this one in the book, is often invoked to create doubt in the minds of would-be followers. Character assassination is frequently carried out by a combination of left-wing media monopolists like CNN, late-night comedy shows, low-life Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Wikipedia trolls. Not to be confused with WikiLeaks, Wikipedia owned by Jimmy Wales, who made his money in pornography, by the way. And there's some appalling stuff where they're trying to defame natural medicine outright and carrying articles from the New York Times, which are absolute destroyers of information on a world-class scale. The classic example of character assassination taking place today is the coordinated widespread character attack. I'm going to start with Alex Jones. Alex is very good at doing that himself, which has involved media monopolists literally attempting to offer cash rewards to former employees or associates of Jones if go public with any allegations, so that won't be too hard to find. The key element in character assassination as predicted by organized media monopolies is to make the accusations as outrageous and memorable as possible. So even if a small fraction is later forced to be made, a small retraction is later forced to be made, original imagery of the accusation remains firmly fixed in the minds of the public, like no smoke without fire, etc. This is precisely why character smears attempts are deliberately laced with very specific vulgar imagery, and it's nearly impossible to erase from consciousness, even if the original accusation is retracted. The claim, for example, that Alex Jones has hired people wear Nazi symbols on their shoes is a lot more memorable and specific than merely saying it. But I don't think Jones would do that. But, okay, that's how that's number two is carried out. Number three, fake news, hate speech accusations, how they carry it out. The accusation of fake news or hate speech is fully covered elsewhere in this document. The purpose of such accusation is to paint the targeted publisher with a dishonest reputation, calling into question everything they publish, even if the vast majority of their news reporting is factual of high-quality journal standards. Okay, intimidation of personnel, number four. Independent news publishers are further subjected to coordinated oppression attempts through the intimidation of their staff members, including writers. Independent media are routinely threatened, harassed, and smeared by coordinated trolls, which are powered by character assassination, fact-check smears campaign, and other tactics openly pursued by media monopolists such as CNN. Anybody who's taken in by CNN has a very gullible, can write them off as people. For this reason, the vast majority of writers who publish on independent media websites today use pen names for their own protection. Similarly, most email addresses used by staffers who work for independent are also based on pen names rather than the real names. The importance of this protective strategy is further underscored by the increasing frequency of doxing, D-O-X-X-I-N-G, attacks by hysterical leftists who routinely publish the names of home addresses of their targeted enemies, often alongside direct calls for violence or stalking behavior against such persons. And they're finally wrapping up this article by saying, the future of the internet, only one official opinion will be allowed for each topic of discussion. Tyranny within tyranny. In essence, the combination of censorship, suppression, intimidation, and other tactics will, if not stopped, lead to a future internet where only one official opinion is allowed for any given topic of discussion. Any publishers deviating from the official opinion will be blacklisted, shadow banned, or otherwise disconnected from the internet and is its marketplace of ideas. The official opinion, of course, will be decided by the internet gatekeepers whose own leader and employees tend to represent the radical left, fronting increasingly irrational and indefensible ideas as truths, such as absurd ideas that any nation which protects its own border is inherently racist and evil. Imagine surfing the internet in a world where no dissenting views or original thought of any kind are tolerated in internet keeping. Well, it's like the education system, where it's an article further down here today, where one size fits all, like originality is not allowed. I mean, not killing originality, like communist China. And that's just the next phrase they're going to use here. I didn't see that. And where Chinese style social scores, oh, social credits, whoa, that's a vicious weapon. Social credits will be added to the biometric ID. Like if you're a good citizen, you can get on a bus, you can do a transaction, otherwise, you are deleted, as I say, at the stroke of a keyboard. Social scores are tracked for individual users in China, granting them influence and power in accordance with how closely they promote the official opinions of the gatekeepers. Astonishingly, Google, Facebook, and other tech giants are rapidly and deliberately maneuvering the online world into precisely such dystopian. Well, Google are in China helping the Chinese government implement that. That's how they've been test-running their algorithms there for years. And the last, very last piece of this article, image surfing the web. Imagine surfing the web in America and receiving a penalty to your own social score for visiting websites flagged as untrusted by the media monopolists. When CNN demands that Facebook depletion of InfoWars, what CNN is really asserting is that the idea that no opinions may be allowed to exist on the net at all if they do not wholeheartedly agree with CNN's views, however absurd and deceptive they may be. The assertion runs counter to the very freedom of think, and it smacks a dangerous tilt towards authoritarianism. Well, we're right in it right now. But anyway, it goes on and on and on. But that's algorithms. We've covered quite a few of those today. It's really hardcore and vicious in every single. Okay, we're going up to the last break of this hour. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're coming back in for the last few minutes of this hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And if you give out the number, anybody's asleep this hour of the night, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I've never any shortage of stuff to give out here. Absolutely never. It's just a deluge. But we're talking about the media, fake news, and all the other attacks on us. But the liberals, I can't believe some of the stuff we're saying about Oregon has now been overrun with the overflow of homeless people from California. And there's a nutter in charge in California, the state of Oregon, inviting them up to come to Oregon. But it's shocking. But this article here by Ethan Huff saying, liberals live in a delusional fantasy world of their own making. He's saying there's hilarious animation. Okay. But there's another section that Adams has come up with, Counterthink. It's a series of videos describing the world we live in and just evening out logical thought about current situations. But that's another part of the Natural News site, which I do heavily quote because it's just very good and accurate in this war against attack on us. But saying here, Ethan Huff, it's safe to say that most liberals these days have convinced themselves that their own personal viewpoints represent the epitome of enlightened truth, and that anyone who disagrees with them is either ignorant or hateful. But what these leftist lunatics fail to recognize is that they live in a delusional fantasy world of their own making, and one that is carefully observed exposes exposes them as the ones who are actually ignorant, narrow-minded, and seething with hatred. A new counterthink.com cartoon posted to Reel that video illustrates this point using humor, showing how most liberals live inside an insulated bubble of self-validating propaganda. Liberals decide for themselves what's true about the world based on their own opinions and anything. Yeah, don't let the facts bother you. Anything they don't like or agree with. It's like in Latino countries, I say this again and again, and you hear the Catalans arguing this way. They argue and argue and argue, but their opinions are far more valuable than the facts. They're not interested in the facts of anything. The ubiquitous term hate speech, as one prominent example, is a verbal weapon that liberals love to throw around as a decipher for concepts that upset them. Calls by conservatives for better enforcement of immigration laws is also upsetting to liberals, which is why they'll throw around other combative words like racism and xenophobia to describe people who embrace such ideas. Fact by consensus is another popular liberal idea, meaning that if enough people believe something is true, then it must be true. Again, that's just a point of conversation. And that is regularly presented as fact. Okay, we're at the top of the hour break, and we should be back in about 2 minutes.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.